The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is December 19th, 2022. Well, we have a returning guest tonight because I had my little problem, well, kidney stones and other problems, but they're all resolved now. We're going to have her back. I could not get the full 2 hours, everything I wanted in 2 hours, unfortunately, but it's pretty much impossible. You have two books out, two great books out, and I'm trying to wrap it up in 2 hours. So we are going to have back tonight. My special guest is Orlene Kurla. And we're going to have her back tonight. And we're probably going to dip back into the first book a little bit. I think we have to, based on the title alone, what's going on. And definitely we're going to start off with book number two. But let me give you the titles of the books first. Unmasking the Masquerade, Volume 1. The 10 P's of Loss of Liberties and Turning the World Upside Down. Plandemic, Pseudoscience, Propaganda, Paranoia, Persecution, Prosperity and or Poverty, Politics, Power, and Population Control. And then we go into our second volume here called Unmasking the Masquerade, Volume 2, The Charge of the Vaccine Brigade, and the five T's of Tyranny, Tracing, Testing, Tracking, Transmitting, and Transforming. Welcome back to RBN, our last show of the year. Orlene Kurla, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's an honor to be back with you.
Well, this is our last show. Let's, as I said to you in my text message, let's rattle the cages tonight. Let's rattle the cages tonight. Let's get some information out there. Let's make some people uncomfortable. Those who are behind these agendas, let's make them a little uncomfortable tonight. And the listening audience, you're going to get a chance to participate here in the second hour. We're going to close the phones for the first hour. There's so much information to go over. And then we will open those phone lines and take your questions. And looking forward to that. Always a good time there. Well, you want to start off with the second book here. You want to start off with The Charge of the Vaccine Brigade. You want to start off there?
Sure. The first book people probably are already very familiar with, all the loss of liberties that happened because of COVID. Right. And I think if anyone has been paying attention, they've noticed all of those 10 P's that you mentioned and just how effectively they used every one of them to take those liberties away. So I think people probably are most interested now in the vaccines and what the ultimate goal is from those vaccines, which the last T is transformation, which is human transformation. They really want to eventually have us so that we're all little AI models, that our soul is no longer even part of our body, and that we have been transformed into mindless, soulless human, can't even call them human beings anymore, but, and it's amazing how far along they are on this agenda. So some of your audience probably is well aware of that, and maybe others are not, but sure, let's start with Vaccine Brigade.
Okay. We can do that. I do want to factor in tonight, and I sent you over earlier on email, and I think you already had it before me, probably from Virginia. But the annual Davos group meeting will be January 16th through the 20th. And the World Economic Forum annual meeting, the theme this year is cooperation in a fragmented world and preparing for the next pandemic, I want to get into that a little bit later. I want to make sure we cover the bases on that because that's very important what's going to be happening here. As the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab are very much, well, they're at the center of this whole thing. They're the ones behind this whole thing. They've inducted and brought people in like Anthony Fauci, the fraud doctor himself, the scientist, the mad scientist, and they brought in Bill Gates. But I definitely want to talk about this next prediction, this next pandemic. Well, I want to factor that in a little bit here also with what we're going to be talking about here with the charge of the vaccine brigade. So take it away, Orlean. Where do you want to start first? And every once in a while, I may just throw a question at you here.
All right. Well, if someone sees my book, they'll see a lovely picture of Bill Gates on the horse leading the brigade with his weapon of choice, a vaccine needle, and behind him is Fauci, also with a vaccine needle. This was done by a wonderful artist friend of mine in Redding, California, and it so depicts exactly what they're about. And he's the one that suggested the charge of the vaccine brigade, which comes from this poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson, The Charge of the Light Brigade. And if you've ever read that poem, it's describing a very tragic story that happened in British history where they were fighting against the Russians, and their 500-member brigade had no armor. All they had were horses and weapons, and the Russians were so fully armed with armor for not only their bodies but their horses. And consequently, it was a very big disaster for the British, and Alfred Lord Tennyson describes it as riding into hell, and that's exactly what I believe has been happening. This time, the brigade are these two men and everyone following them, and they're the ones that are bringing their weapons to bring people into death and to hell and to destruction. And for anyone who's had this vaccine and has had terrible after effects from it, that's exactly how it's described. My nephew gave me permission to use his story as an introduction to this book. His name is Brad Probst. He's in Salt Lake City. And 20 days after the Pfizer shot that he received, he started having this tingling going from his toes up through his legs, and eventually the tingling turned into numbness, and he was diagnosed with full-fledged MS that also went into his arms and his hands. And you don't get MS at age 56 in such a sudden manner. It usually starts very, very slowly. And even his brother, who is an MD, and asked him, he's the one that told him to get the vaccine. He apologizes now that he ever did that, and he's the one that diagnosed Brad with MS along with other top doctors. And so his brother now tells everyone, please do not get this vaccine. It's an experimental vaccine, and so many people are having terrible after effects, and so many deaths, and so many young people are having heart conditions because of this, myocarditis, and terrible blood clotting, and strokes and heart attacks because of the blood not being able to come to the heart anymore, to the brain. And there's just so many also effects that are having on women if they're pregnant. 80% of the women now are having miscarriages or stillborns. And it's just amazing. So, and of course, the government doesn't want you to know anything about this, and so they keep it very hush-hush. But there are some brave doctors that are speaking out about it, and I mentioned so many of them in this book, and they've become our heroes.
Yeah. Well, I think we did make some positive way here, and with Elon Musk purchasing Twitter, and the Twitter files, and reinstating people like Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Malone and Simone Gold and many others who are telling the truth. They are information agents, not disinformation agents. So I think there's a light of there's a light at the end of the tunnel on this one here that I was never a big fan of Elon Musk. And there's some things I'm still very shaky about him with his interest in artificial intelligence. But purchasing Twitter and allowing these individuals back on to Twitter to give information back out at us is very, very important. Now, you mentioned on the front of your cover here, on the second one here, you've got Bill Gates holding the syringe, and you got right behind him, you got Anthony Fauci holding the syringe. I think I should bring this to your attention, listening audience, that we knew about Event 201, the Bill and Melinda Gates getting together and doing a mock trial pandemic of a virus. I believe it was a coronavirus at the time. It's amazing coincidence. And then we suddenly have a pandemic with a coronavirus. But they did another one. They did another one on the tabletop here on October 23rd of 2022. And it's called Catastrophic Contagion. And we can talk about that a little bit also. But they're already planning for the next pandemic here. This evil is just growing, Orlene. And I've said this before, I've never seen the presence of Satan more than I ever have since the beginning of this fraud COVID pandemic. I have everywhere I turn now, and the children being indoctrinated and sexualized, and everything seems to be going in that direction of Satan. I have never seen a greater presence of Satan in my life as I do right now.
Oh, I totally agree with you, Steve. And I did take a look at this video that tells about the catastrophic contagion. And it's amazing how similar it is to Event 201. And what was so remarkable about Event 201 that took place in October 2019, it was just a month later in Wuhan, China, that the pandemic actually got started. So who knows how soon they want this next one to come along. And what's really bad about the contagion that they're showing in 2022, this is supposedly going to be really hitting children. And, of course, they're really wanting parents to be up in arms and so afraid. These are the fear tactics that they use to make sure that big government can take over our freedoms and will gladly give them up because of being so afraid. That's right. Kind of the history of how governments have operated. They've always used fear tactics to take away freedoms. And now they'll be using the end of the catastrophic contagion. The final reporter is saying there's been 1 billion cases worldwide, 20 million deaths, including 15 million children, and those left alive have been left with paralysis or brain damage. So, of course, parents are going to think, oh, we can't let that happen. Right. So they'll be happy to go out and get all of their children now vaccinated with some new vaccine, which is what all of this is about. Everything's been driving the vaccine because that's the ultimate agenda. And it's very sad. And the ultimate agenda, as I mentioned in my first book and as I mentioned in the second book, is not just population control, but population reduction. They're hoping to reduce our population by billions of people.
Billions,
and yes. Their goal is to have it achieved by 2030. So who knows how far along they'll be by then.
Yeah, what an amazing thing also that the Georgia Guidestones were blown up.
Yes.
That actually said what was coming. That for some reason the evildoers feel like they have to tell us what's coming next. I don't know why they decide to prepare you for what's going to happen. But they put on a marble wall here. They printed out that 500 a population restart would be good at 500 million people, and then people get to understand. Oh my gosh, this what's going on here? These vaccines are not vaccines, and they're causing great harm, and people are dying now. We have a new cause of death, sudden adult death syndrome, which has never been before, and I've talked about that quite a bit. And then suddenly the monument that has this inscription on it just simply blows up, and nobody seems to care what happened there. And here we go.
It is amazing. But what you mentioned, I've heard that it's kind of part of their deep, seated belief system that they do mm-hmm. have to give us a hint of what's going to happen. Otherwise, it will not be successful. So
Right.
I guess
right.
that Georgia Guidestone was their hint, and yeah. now that we've received it, they get to blow it up and take it away.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought about this, and I've talked about this, I think, the last couple of weeks, and I've got some people saying, oh, Steve, you're kooky, this is kooky talk, but it's not. In that, people, Orlean people are waking up. They're waking up to that, first of all, this thing they were marketed to, safe and effective vaccines. They're not vaccines after all. They don't prevent the pathogen. They don't protect anybody. You still get COVID after you've taken it anyway. I know people have had COVID 3 or 4 or 5 times. And for some reason, they're not waking up. Those people aren't waking up to continue on with the shots and the boosters.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They keep saying, oh, it would have been so much worse had I not had the shots in the booster. Some of those are my own children. Sorry to say, as much information as I was sending out to everyone writing these books, I have 4 of my own children who have went ahead and got the vaccine, which broke my heart. And every one of them have had COVID several times over, lots of flus, because it really weakens their immune system. It doesn't build it up. It doesn't strengthen it.
Well, the point I was getting to is that if people are all waking up and they said, you know, now it's dropped off quite a bit, people are not taking the COVID shots or the boosters, and they've got these stockpiles. They got stockpiles, and they got new stuff coming out all the time. And this is another booster. This is a more new improved booster here. This will help you out. And we've all woken up. Most of us are waking up here, just saying, well, no, it doesn't help. It's not safe and effective. We're seeing a lot of young people just dying now. And the only reason we're getting some attention to the sudden adult death syndrome is because celebrities and sports people are dropping dead, and they were fine-tuned athletes. They were machines, and then now they're dead at a very, very young age. So the theory that I put out there was that they're going to try to find another pathway to get this poison into our bodies. And of course, we all have to eat, so they're going to try to infuse it into the food system, probably our water system. I haven't talked to Dane Wigington about this, but now that we know that they did the second event, 201, basically what it was, I would just assume, don't count this out, but aerial spraying to get a pathogen out there, and again, roll out another cure all, another shot for some reason. We always have a shot years ahead of what happens, and so you know these things are being planned out. But I don't think it's crazy talk to think about that they will go after our food sources, at what's available, what's left, and go after our water supplies. These people have a backup plan. If we wake up to the shot is not going to work, they have a backup plan. What do you think of that?
I totally agree. And there's also the fact that we have so much 5G antennas everywhere, and even 7,000 satellites now up in the sky, and many of them are shooting down 5G. That's also what was the plan for getting them up there. I'm sorry to say that when President Trump was president in January of 2018, he actually passed an executive order that would allow for broadband coverage for the entire nation. And he wanted especially coverage for isolated areas, for small communities, and as a community under the population of 10,000 would receive special grant money from the government to bring in 5G antennas. And those they could not bring in the antennas, they would cover them with the satellites above. And in my first book, as well as my second book, I quote several doctors who say the reaction of the body to this powerful EMF radiation is so similar to COVID that that's what they think many times the people are diagnosed with COVID when they're just suffering from radiation poisoning. Yeah. And the other interesting thing about the vaccines, they're putting into our body something called graphene oxide.
Right, and right. We're going to talk about that when we get back. I had some questions for you on that I wrote down here. So we got a commercial break here, 3 minutes. We'll come right back. And we have a special guest tonight. It's Orlean Kurla. We're discussing her new book. Stay tuned. More to come.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Faith in a lot of people and a lot of institutions. Anything under the government umbrella, I have zero faith in. We can go in that to another direction here, but totally, I have lost my faith in the FDA, the CDCP, Child Protective Services. You name it, it's all being controlled by big money and corporations. But let's go back to our guest and talk to Orlin Kurla. You mentioned the contents of the vaccines, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to go in that direction anyway. Graphene oxide, it's not supposed to be in there. It's in there. I've seen it under the microscope. It looks like metal shards, and I've always wondered with the activation or the increased of the EMF, the electromagnetic frequency, what would happen to those shards, the graphene oxide, where they start to dance and start to twirl around, where they start to shred. And I'll throw that back to you.
Well, on page 114, I show a picture of these graphene oxide particles, and how when they are hit by EMF, especially such a powerful one as 5G, they start to move and come together. And it's almost like they're forming a miniature computer. And it's absolutely amazing. And this is what several doctors have said. And it's also amazing that even the Moderna vaccine company themselves, they refer to their product as an operating system. When I first researched it and went to their website, never once did they even mention vaccine. They just mentioned an operating system. Who wants to bring into their body an operating system? It's absolutely unbelievable. But and that's why some people believe that their body has become magnetized. I don't know if you've seen some of the people, they hold a piece of metal up to their arm and it.
Yeah, I've seen some of that, and I think we found some fraud in some of that, but I can't say that it's all been fraud. Like I said, it's not supposed to be in a vaccine. It's not an adjuvant. I don't even like the adjuvants. Kickstart the vaccine itself in the body for the immune system to do its job to produce white blood cells. But these are not adjuvants. This is graphene oxide, and you can't find anybody on the side of pharmaceutical. I mean, they're shut mouth on this here to say, well, if you ask them, they just kind of divert the question and go off to something else. There's no reason for graphene oxide to be in a shot. None whatsoever.
No, none whatsoever, unless it's exactly what they're planning to do, and that is to slowly change the human being into something more like a computer, and so they can send information to us, and we can give out information, and that's exactly what the ultimate goal is. They want our bodies to be no different than a machine, and that's really scary when you read the chapter on transhumanism, what their ultimate plans are. It's unbelievable.
This goes back quite a ways. This planning of this operation goes back quite a ways. I know we key focus in on Klaus Schwab, the evilness of Klaus Schwab and many others, but I got to think that somebody else before that, way before that, before Klaus Schwab got involved in this, do we have any idea how far back this goes and who might be the perpetrators of this crime?
I don't know if you ever had on your radio program Patrick Wood, but he wrote...
Yes, I have.
He wrote a book about technocracy. And back in the 1930s, these people had written the first book about technocracy and how they planned by this time in our lifetime to have a totally technocratic system where the technocrats would be the governing rulers of the world and everything would be under their rule. And it's almost like that's where we are now, how far all the technocrats have come and their plans for the human body. So it is a plan that goes way back, and who knows, maybe it was even before 1930, but that's the first I heard about it.
Yeah, that's a great book, Technocracy, the Trojan Horse by Patrick Wood. We had him on a good 2 years ago and talked about the book when he first came out with it. And I've been trying to push people to say, you know, this self-checkout stuff, I'm getting tired of this, doing all the work. There's a reason why they're doing the self-checkout, this technocracy. They don't need you. And you're giving them reason to get rid of you, really. If these people are all compliant and I'll do the job for instead of an employee doing it. That we are erasing our existence, and we're helping the agenda along. Now, the commercial break here, we'll come right back to Orlene Curlin, my special guest tonight. Stay tuned.
We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it
one shot at a time.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back. This is Steve Elkins at the mic here. This is the National Intel Report, and I've got my special guest, Orlene Curley, here. We're talking about her book. On the back of your second book here, I am looking at bullet points, and I want to kind of go – want to ask you the last bullet point here. This has always been intriguing to me here. What can we do to stand up for our liberties but also be prepared for the rough road ahead? And I think we are going to have a rough road ahead. They are not going to stop on this agenda. They're going to continue on here. And I'm always looking for solutions and answers of how to stop these evil people. Orlene, can you give us any guidance on that?
Well, first of all, I would say to help spread the truth about this, it's only those people who are willing to take the vaccines who are totally clueless and believe the government is there to help us. So we've got to help spread the word so people will know that no, the government is not there to help us, and we need to be willing to do our own research and protect ourselves from what we know is coming down from them. And then the other thing, I do believe we need to be prepared. We need to have enough supplies in our home, food supplies, to withstand long bouts with whatever. As you know from having Dane Wiggington on your program, the government is able to essentially create storms to do whatever they want to do. And they, what happened in Texas last year, horrible ice storms where people could not get out of their home to get food. They were freezing. So we need to have things like that. The last chapter of every book I write, I have a chapter on preparedness, what we need to do to be prepared and what we need to do to get the truth out. And I did want to mention, along with my books, I've been the editor of our Eagle Farm Sentinel that has gone out 4 times a year. And the last one that just went out 3 weeks ago, I mentioned some of the latest statistics, and you had talked about what they now call sudden death syndrome for adults.
Right, sudden adult death syndrome, correct.
Right, and something we'd never had before. But I have these exact numbers. So since there is such a high rise in numbers, this is what the article says, of those who are mysteriously dying, ages 18 to 60, doctors had to find some explanation for it, so they came up with SAD, sudden arrhythmic death syndrome, or just sudden adult death syndrome. And they say that vaccines have not been associated or linked to sudden death in adults or children in general. Myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, has been associated in extremely rare cases following some vaccination efforts. But cardiac issues followed a COVID diagnosis are common. But no, that's not true. They are not common. And in the Natural News, it mentions how it used to be there were 7,500 deaths per day in the United States. That was kind of the normal amount. Well, in the last year, because of the COVID vaccines, it's 12,000 per day, translating to about 1.7 million extra deaths per year that are unexplained. Yeah. And then what really is letting us know the truth about this are the life insurance companies.
Yes.
One America is National Mutual Life Insurance Company based in Indianapolis.
It
announced in a press conference last January, a year ago, a stunning report that the death rate of working Americans 18 to 64 in the third quarter of 2021 was 40% higher than pre-pandemic levels. And then the largest life insurance company in the United States, Lincoln, announced a 163% increase in its death benefits over prior years. So in just 1 year's time, they've had 163% increase. And there's no other explanation for it than,
there's
what's
not
happening with these vaccines.
There is not. There's not. And I've actually had conversation with Dr. Peter McCullough on this, and we're both in agreement. If you are healthy, no underlying health problems, no comorbidities, and you've taken a shot or a booster and then suddenly started having health issues and then suddenly die, well, you must bring causation to the shot itself. And there's nothing else other than an autopsy to rule that out. But this isn't rocket science as far as I'm concerned. It's quite obvious the detriment of these COVID shots. I'm looking at America, Orlean, and the health of America has changed drastically. I think we're going to be looking at a huge die-off by 2025. The immune systems have been beat down from the COVID shots and the flu shots and the boosters. I think that's why we saw an early flu season this year. We're seeing more flu. We're seeing more RSV right now. We're seeing more COVID again. I think this thing has been hammering the immune system to a point now where if they do release this next virus out there, I think we're going to see a huge die-off.
I agree. And that's exactly what the agenda is. And then I think they'll continue with one maybe every 2 years, a new pandemic. And as I write in my book, it is a plandemic. Every one of these have been carefully planned.
Exactly. All right, I'm looking at these bullet points here and see what else I can find for a bullet point that we can dig into a little bit here. Let's talk about the tracing a little bit, the tracing. I haven't heard much about that lately. For a while there, that was on the news quite a bit, the tracking and tracing. I know that Bill Gates had invested in MIT to come up with a way of placing medical information beneath the skin surface. And I think that was actually the title of the article itself. it kind of went off the radar. We stopped talking about it, but definitely with the tracking and tracing, they have to have some way to trace this and track you on if you're being compliant or not, along with the digital currency, I think is going to be used to keep us in line. If we don't obey the master here, we're going to be having money taken out of our digital currency, our accounts. But let's talk about this tracking and tracing, this technology that was created. And I said, nobody creates technology like this to shelf it. They create it to use it. So I'm looking at that point in time where they'll start to roll this out. And I'm not sure what excuse they're going to use to implement this, to say you must get this. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I received this very interesting article just this morning from a good friend who's one of our Eagle Farm members in Southern California. And it was coming from a write-up about Yuval Noah Harari. He's the historian and advisor for Klaus Schwab. Of course, he's very ingrained in this all system, and he's an atheist who does not believe in God. And he's talking about this as part of a huge surveillance system under the skin, exactly what we believe they're doing with the tracking and the tracing. But he said, people will look back on the coronavirus as the time when a new regime of surveillance began, especially surveillance under the skin. This will be the most important development of the 21st century. People will walk around with biometrics inside. Humans are no longer mysterious souls. Humans are now hackable animals. Free will is now over. We have the technology to deal with humans on a massive scale. Freedom has absolutely no meaning for a physical or a biological perspective, he said. It's just another myth, another empty term humans have invented. Humans have invented God, and humans have invented heaven and hell. And humans have invented free will. There is no more truth to free will than there is to heaven and hell. So he claims that humanity invented the idea of God, and he simultaneously says that top scientists are in the process of becoming gods. So even though he doesn't really want to believe that there is a God, he would love to have all of these top scientists become the God status themselves. And that's what all of these people who believe in the transhumanism philosophy, they think of themselves as gods. Right. And if you don't mind, I would like to spend the last few minutes talking about the transhumanism aspect, because I think
let's do that.
The most important part of my whole book and the scariest part. So Dr. Carrie Maddy, have you had her on your program before?
I have not.
Anyway, she's one of my favorite doctors who talks about this. And she says that, this is in my chapter 12 about transhumanism, she says that she was asked to attend a conference back in 2014 for, I guess, promising doctors who were futuristic doctors. It was a futuristic conference in Atlanta, Georgia. And there, in 2014, they were told by this Greg Bender that there was going to be a pandemic coming in 2020, and it would be from a coronavirus called COVID, and they were working in China to develop it. He told them everything about it, and he said that there would be a patent that would come forth to alter the genome, to manipulate it and to synthesize it. And that's exactly what happened. So in 2020, the wonderful Bill Gates, Microsoft, came up with a patent called 2020 NW0060606. And of course, 2020 was the year that it came up. They came up with it, NWO, New World Order, and 0606. Of course, we know what 666 stands for. And this patent, essentially, you can't take a patent out on something that is natural.
You can't. So right. You cannot.
They would be totally transforming the human body, so it would no longer be natural. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she was listening to this. She was just blown away. And this Greg Bender said, so since we will be the doctors that will be creating. We will become the gods. And he says, what is God? God creates. Now we can create, so now we are gods. And they were so proud of this and proud of all the things that they were coming up with. And so that's when she became aware of this. And then he said that they will make the body, and this is exactly what they're doing with the graphene oxide and the 5G. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They will make the body to both receive and send messages. And they will send the messages into the bandwidth and the cloud. So we as humans can be connected to the Internet of Things and to the cryptocurrency. And according to this patent, and I read it, researched it, mm-hmm. it was just amazing. Mm-hmm. It is essentially saying that if the human is doing everything he's supposed to be doing, then he will be able to receive his cryptocurrency for the day. But if he is not doing what he's supposed to be doing, maybe he didn't take the latest vaccine or he didn't do his exercises for the day, who knows, mm-hmm. then his cryptocurrency will not be available for him. So it's almost like the mm-hmm. social system that exists in China that you have to be going along with everything to be able to get your money or your mm-hmm. credit card won't work. Right. Anyway, Ray Kurzweil is one of the transhumanists and AI pioneers. In 2012, he became the director of engineering and chief futurist at Google. And he was hired to work on projects to teach machines to learn to become robots and decided to incorporate mankind with them to change humans to become more like robots. But even himself, he says, so there's a danger. Who is going to be sending the human the data? And what is sent? Yeah, so the question becomes, who controls the specific information we're allowed to tap into? Who determines what is downloaded into us? The disturbing vision of thousands or millions of Manchurian candidates comes to mind. So if anyone does not know what the Manchurian candidate was about, he was someone who was a true story of an American soldier who went through this total brainwashing and almost became like a soulless machine himself, and so soulless that when he came back to the United States, he was programmed to kill the one person he loved, the girl he was engaged to, and he did this without batting an eyelash and had no memory of having done it.
Right.
So that's how they could so program us to not even know what we were doing, and I think that's their ultimate goal. They want to be so in charge of our lives, and if they achieve their goal, we won't have a soul, and we won't have a conscience. We won't even know anything about what we're supposed to be doing upon this earth, except for what their commands are telling us, and that's what these evil people have been about from the get-go.
They've been very successful of eliminating God out of our lives, and I'm very disappointed in a lot of the churches who have not been pushing back on any of this, and I don't have any understanding of why they're allowing this to happen. I don't know. It's like I said, I've never seen a greater
fear. I think they're fearful. They're afraid of the government cracking down on them. But I do. In the last chapter, I have a whole chapter on hope. Well, next is the last chapter, and I tell of all of the amazing churches in California who did stand up. They let themselves be closed down for maybe 2 weeks, and then it was under the direction of the Chino Hills pastor who said, this is outrageous. I've had enough. And so he started a petition, and all these other pastors signed on to it, and they opened up, and they stayed open, and he has 7,000 people coming to his church because people love freedom.
That's a rock concert.
It is. Every
that's
Sunday.
You look out and you see 7,000 new members of your church. That's pretty dang good.
It really is. His name is Pastor Jack Hibb, and he's been doing an amazing job, and several, I mentioned about 10 other churches that have just been outstanding. So there are people who are pushing back. There are churches that are taking stands, and they're so courageous. From their pulpit, they've preached about these things. And, you know, some churches say, oh, you can't talk about politics in the church. You're going to be shut down by the IRS. Well, these pastors send the IRS a copy of their sermon that they come and
there
shut
you
it
go.
Down. And
we
they
won't be intimidated, right, right.
No, they won't. So there is hope. And I also have a whole several pages about some of the attorneys that are representing people and having great success. Attorney Brad Dacus and the Pacific Justice Institute have helped people who have refused to take the vaccine and helped them write their religious exemption in a way that they've had success. And they've helped businesses and companies. And
okay, on that note there, I just want to mention that last night, I mentioned this before, I wrote, with help of a retired nun, a religious medical exemption, and it's been very successful. And I'm still offering that. If you want to contact me at offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com, I'd be happy to send you a copy of that. And not that I'm hoping that these employers will stop this nonsense of forcing you, but if they haven't, please contact me. I'll send it out to you. Stay tuned.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
And we are back. Arlene, we have a short period of time here before we open our phone lines up. We're coming up the second hour here pretty soon. We mentioned, or you mentioned, and I agree with you, that these evil people always give you a clue of what's coming next. It's kind of their protocol to give you a heads up. I don't know why. It's just, like you said, maybe it won't come true and be successful unless they give you some kind of heads up. And I start looking back at some of the Hollywood movies we've seen over the last 15, 20 years. And I'm starting to think that maybe that was part of it also, that little bit of clue of what was becoming in the future. Because so much of what I've seen in Hollywood, the sci-fi, has now become a reality. It's our reality. This stuff is really coming true. I wonder if that was one of their little ways of letting us know. And I look back at some of the things, like, I'm not a Tom Hanks fan anymore. I look at Tom Hanks in a different way now. I'm starting to think this guy might be one of the evil planners. Looking at some of his movies here, Da Vinci's Code, Angels and Demons, The Circle. These are a couple movies here that all go in a very evil, negative direction here. And as influential as Hollywood is, I wonder if these evil people that were behind this agenda here, that it was planned out long ago, are using Hollywood to send that little signal of what's coming next.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I think they've been taken over for a long time. I remember back around 1930 reading how they would send lots of movie stars to Russia to kind of steep them into the propaganda of communism. And of course, they'd only let them see certain parts of Russia and think, oh, they'd come back and think how wonderful this is. And then you started to see so much propaganda coming into the movies promoting communism. And I think even the guild of, what is it, the Actors Guild, I understand their leaders have been communists. And
yeah.
So I think that's been part of the plan for a long time. And you're right, there's little hints in the movies that now we see, especially regarding transhumanism.
Yeah, especially transhumanism.
They're robots, especially that are taking over the world.
Yeah.
So you're right on there. I give several examples in my first book of those little hints that they give to us before they go ahead. And one of the hints, I show a picture of the world turned upside down, and it came out exactly March 23rd, 2020. That's essentially when COVID really hit the United States and got us to have our big shutdowns. And this was a sculpture of a large world that ended up at the university that where the Fabian Society, they started that university, and that's where it's now being exhibited. And it shows all of the Northern Hemisphere countries now down in the Southern Hemisphere. So
right,
it was turned upside down.
World upside down. That's exactly where we are right now. All right, second hour coming up, the National Intel Report, my special guest. Staying over for the second hour, Orlean Kurla. And your phone calls, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Let's hear what you've got to say.
We must take America back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.